This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Under pressure, the U.S. has increased the number of visas it gives to refugees from 70,000 to about 85,000 a year. The U.S. spends $1 billion annually resettling refugees, which is a complex undertaking that can take years. Caitlin Esch from Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty team spends time with a caseworker who helps refugees settle into their new lives.
Arpina Chobanian climbs into a rental car and sets the GPS for Los Angeles International Airport.
Enter zip code.
She's going to greet a young refugee couple, newlyweds from Iraq. Chobanian is a case manager with the International Institute of Los Angeles, a local partner of a national resettlement agency that contracts with the State Department. Chobanian knows what the newcomers are going through. She arrived in Los Angeles as a refugee herself 8 years ago.
It's not easy. It's not easy. Like you are living in fear for unknown future.
Chobanian is also from Iraq. In 2004, she fled the war, moving to Syria with her three daughters. The family waited 4 years to get refugee status. When the time finally came, Chobanian packed a few small suitcases and donated the rest of her belongings to an orphanage.
At the last moment when I step in the aeroplane, I feel that I'm safe. When I saw the American flag,
case managers like Chobanian are the first faces refugees see when they arrive in the U.S. They help refugees apply for public assistance, open bank accounts, and look for jobs. Seemingly small tasks that make a crucial difference, according to Chobanian's boss, Lillian Alba.
And some of these families don't even know how to, you know, shop. They don't know about supermarkets. They need to be introduced to foods that they've never seen. So having that basic foundation to them is critical.
The State Department pays resettlement agencies like ALBA's $2,025 per refugee. Part of that goes toward administrative costs, and part of it is cash for refugees. Then there are the interest-free loans that refugees get to travel to the U.S., which they start paying back after 6 months. Last year, ALBA's case managers helped 460 refugees settle around Los Angeles. This year, she anticipates more.
Attention Los Angeles International Airport travelers.
Back at the airport, Chobanian holds a sign with the names of the Iraqi couple. When they finally emerge, she greets husband and wife in Arabic with a huge smile.
Marhaba. Ahla wa sahlan.
Tomorrow, after they get over their jet lag, Chobanian will visit them and share some practical advice, like how to enroll in health insurance and use the bus system. I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.